Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so it's you and me. You and me, and then people come on as they're coming on, okay? And it's not... Okay, it's our mastermind group, and I want to talk a little bit about vibration, because I know you're going to talk about that this Thursday and how important it is, especially with the kind of group that we're doing. You're strength and empowering us. You know, and I was just, you guys who are listening later or who are listening now, I just tell them to you, I was like, you know, I met you and Whitney and the other angel Christians are here, but it was like, you guys, we all bring something. And then when you guys came, it was like a little... big old little staple, big staple, whatever. Two staples that we needed with all the other staples of us, okay? You know what I mean? And together, mm-hmm. man, we don't even have to hem anything. We're just creating it, okay? Just
right
your staples.
Right on.
Right on, right? So,
yeah.
But I'm excited about that. Listen, how important is vibration in a mastermind group? Because we want to create and we want to make things happen. I know you're going to teach classes about it. I know you're doing shows about it. So I know you're doing a lot with that in May.
Yeah, it is very important. It is so important to have your vibration high because, you know, the angels and those higher spiritual beings that you want to connect with, they're on a higher vibration. And it's harder for them to lower their vibration to come, you know, down to the level that many people are at. People don't realize, you know, that it's difficult for them to do that. You know, and it's hard for us, too, when we're, you know, down in the lowest of lows to raise our vibration up. But it's so important to do. And the gratitude, you know, expressing three things you're grateful for every day. And you know, it would be a good idea to, you know, don't limit it to three things. If you're grateful for more, then keep going, you know, make that list
right.
grow. But being grateful, having a grateful heart is something that helps to raise your vibration. And I just have to share some. I had a dream last night. This is so funny. It makes me laugh. So, okay, in my dream, I don't know where I'm at, but there is, like, Johnny Depp is, like, staying with me, okay? And in my house. And like,
Johnny Depp, is that what you said?
Yeah, Johnny Depp.
I never get dreams like that. Okay, I'm listening to you about vibration. Go ahead, tell me.
And every day, you know, every other day or so, he brings a friend over, comes and hangs out with him, okay?
Oh.
So I'm getting to meet all of these famous people. And one day I'm sitting on the couch, and me and Johnny are watching TV, and we start having this conversation. I can't remember what it's about, but in the middle of watching TV, he, like, stops what he's doing, and he looked over at me, and I could just feel we were going to start going into this really deep conversation, like just a really deep one. And then, like, the kids and Dave and everybody walked in the door, and it was like the moment was gone. But then I remember in my dream thinking, why haven't I been writing in my three things I'm grateful for about all of these people I'm meeting?
Yeah, right.
Isn't that weird that in my dream I'm thinking, why haven't I been writing about being grateful for meeting all these people?
Right.
And this is my dream. What do you think that means?
Well, you met James, which is here now, James, and then Jen. Jen and James are here. So we're going to write about being grateful. I'm grateful for you, James. I was sharing with everybody yesterday about you and I driving to North Carolina. Fun.
Hello,
but welcome. Hey, guys. Jen, how are you? So, well, and she's talking about
good.
Raising the vibration. How cool is that? But you guys, I'm grateful. Man, I've been doing 30 Days of Gratitude. Angel Coaches is getting their own effing network where everybody can have a show. Yes. Vibration. James is, like, doing, you know, what he does about making you beautiful on the inside and outside, conquering your fears. Being the best, you know, James, I'm listing things that I think you know, that I see in you, those are qualities I admire in you because I see them in myself too. So, and your quote about the old James fighting the new James in the ass, I used this morning with somebody. Okay. Except they use their name, I said, but I use your story. So, anyway, you guys are amazing.
Are we going to be on TV to Oprah?
Well, yeah, we're all going, this is radio, though, so we got to start there.
Right,
start there. Yeah. You know what I like, guys, is that my dream and goal is to, you know, Ted Turner has this whole media, everything, and I wish that, and not wish, I am creating that within myself so I can create it on the outside of myself with Angel Coaches. But it takes a village to do something like that. But can you imagine what we can do and the impact we can make on everybody all over the world? Because I was doing a class this weekend, and they have people from a Muslim country. And those folks are in trouble right now. They've got their passports held and can't get out of the country unless they do certain things. And I'm so grateful for living in this country where I have freedom of choice and all that. So, and they got on that show not knowing what would happen, but they were there. And or that class. Yeah, and I'm like, maybe I'm crying because, see, I mentioned it, but I didn't really cry because they asked me not to say the country or anything, but they were there. And, and I want to cry now because they had their passports seized. And, you know, and we take it for granted. And I was so pitching that class so hard because I knew how important it was. And they go, for whatever reason, we're going to take that class because we know we're supposed to. And it wasn't easy for them to take it. So, and I'm grateful to have been in the situation to know to be there and to be able to be a part of that. And you were too as well. So it's all good. But that's what I'm grateful for and what I'm creating. And I'm taking the steps because I'm making some phone calls today to make to push that forward. Anyway, who wants to go next? What are you grateful for? Or what are you not grateful for? What do you want to create? James, I know you got a lot going on there. And Jen, I do too. I don't want to put you on the spot, though, because I know you sometimes like to keep things private. But if you want to share, we always like to share. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Yeah. Who wants to go next? James? We'll let James, because boys are good in our group. Okay?
Well, like I said before, I'm still cleaning up the past, so I want to create a clean and clear future, because still the past is biting me in the ass. So, which is, you know, has affected my relationship, my personal relationship. It's just affecting everything right now.
So
you want to clean up your past? Future.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, may I ask you a question? Because I know we got some people on here. If you had it to do it different, and I'm asking because if you could do it different, would you have been more open and honest in the beginning, no matter what, or what would you have done different? There's somebody that will listen to this later that will mean a lot to, and it means a lot to me too, because I think honesty sometimes is the hardest thing for us to do.
I don't think I knew about like how crazy things were, like how crazy things were inside my head. I don't think I knew that in the beginning.
Okay.
So. Okay. As I look now at that, I look at it now, I realize, I look back and I go, wow, okay, I really have a lot of scores to settle before I could actually start anew everything.
Okay, so you're cleaning up the past, like cleaning out a closet before you can sell the house and move to a new one. Is that what I'm hearing, kind of like?
I'm cleaning out the closet so I can fill it with new things.
Okay. So you can start fresh, like a new.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Nice.
Cool. And Lourdes, I know you're here, and Vic, I know you're here, and you guys, welcome. And so, Lourdes, you guys were on there in the class. I'm so grateful to have that with you. But Lourdes, what do you want to create, Miss Lourdes? Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. Well, yes. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. I don't know. I just want to be relaxed.
You're worried about things, aren't you?
Yes. So I'm just kind of tense. Yes.
So you want
right now,
to be
I
quiet.
Just, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need to. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Archangel Ezekiel, which you relate to, is all about manifesting, making things happen. So, you know, I'll lift them up for you. All right. So. And,
okay.
Oh, good. Good. Hold on. I'll come back to you. Vince is here. Vince. I'm so glad.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. So
I'm here.
James, Vince, I wanted you guys to meet because
Hi, Vince.
That's Hi.
Can you, Vince, Vince and James. That's okay. Well, we decided we need a few virginal sacrifices, and you guys will do. I'm just kidding. That's all good. Vince,
good morning,
I'm glad.
Everybody.
Morning. What do you want to create? What are you looking to manifest? Because you got a great mastermind group. James, I'm impressed with what you're doing. That takes guts, because I know where you're coming from with it. So, and Keisha's here, too. So, Keisha, I'm glad you're here. But what do you want to create, James, today? I mean, Vince, sorry.
Oh, Vince. I'm continuing to pursue creating health and wellness for the community, for friends, for family, with certain products that I've been using, and also making people aware of our deep connection here, our spiritual side, and reawakening that within us. And I believe it begins with one person at a time for me. So, and now with Cherie, with your platform, maybe I'll reach a few more people.
Yeah, right, exactly. We're thinking not only a few, but city, I always say person by person, city by city, state by state, country by country. Man, just go around the world. Just start with one person at a time. Great job. You know, so, yeah, there's only two types of people, people you know and people you don't know. I always know the weirdos. I know all the weirdos, trust me. So anyway, because I'm weirdo too. That's cool, Vince. And I know you. Vince was a speaker a couple weeks ago on our show, you guys, about a week ago, and got some amazing health results. And he is building some muscle, and he's a massage therapist. He is a healer and teacher, and he's all you guys are my heroes, and he is one of them as well. So his story has touched a lot of people, and he'll be back on in May. Although we haven't discussed the date yet, I got to get with him about that. You know. What were you going to say? Go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to add to that. If the angel coaches here are not familiar with my little story, is I've been positive for 25 years. I'm celebrating 25 years today, and it's really important that I share that with people, and that I'm here. And I'm here for a purpose still, and doing the work with spirit.
Wow.
So thanks,
Cherie. So you're 25 years positive. Yeah, no, you're 25 years positive today, right? Is that you found out, right? Cool.
Yeah, this year.
Wow. Congratulations. And healthy and happy. And have you know, been in a relationship. I'm not sure where you are with that right now, but you guys are friends, I know. So, wow. You can have it all, and that's what you're doing. Good for you. Good for you.
Thanks.
And I know some of the products that you're taking are really helping with your immune system and with everybody's immune system, and with athletes, with being the best you possibly can be. By the way, I started taking it because I'm running in a 15K in a couple of weeks. So I was like, let me just start taking that because I got some. Yeah. Yeah. Keisha, come down here to run with me. Right, Keisha? Tell us about what you want to create, okay? So, anyway.
Well, I want to create a business, a very successful business, and a life of truth and honesty. As James said, you know, past that is biting me in the ass, and I know why. I just want to live in truth and honesty and create an empire. I could say some part of me feels like I'm rock bottom, and some part of me says, hey, I'm living and I'm surviving, and this is it, you know, this is it. Everything I've been working for and stuff and thinking that I need it, I don't really need. I'm just going to keep moving on, and I'm learning to find myself in all this. And so I guess I'm grateful for that. Not to mention that I have the most amazing children in the world that I'm very grateful for. And also, Therese, I don't know why, when you were talking about your networking and stuff, I feel like almost you need to write to Bravo and tell them, in a way, once everyone has the track record of success. I just saw it on Bravo TV.
There you go. Well, that works for all of us. We can have fun. Anyway. Yeah, right?
I think it's an interesting concept, considering all the stupid shows they have. This is actually, like, I picture a crew like Joan Rivers sitting down, not fashion police, but spiritual police.
That's a great idea. Yeah,
I think we're all a bunch of characters, but we all need to have that proven success first before we move to that next level, because I hate when people talk without that track record, you know?
Right. Well, you're creating
because
it. You got
otherwise, you just set yourself
down.
Up for failure.
Yeah, I get you. I appreciate that. And then my one of my favorite people, she helps people look beautiful on the inside and the outside, and that's Vic. Vic, and I'm so glad you're here today. I know that life is crazy and hectic for you, so thanks for taking time to be here, as it is for all of us. So welcome. And last but certainly not least, because she's a regular here, but hey, what do you want to create this today? Can you talk? Did I put you on talk? Vic, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Somebody just let me knock everybody off. I've done that before. International calls as well. So tell us what you want to create, what you're doing.
Balance.
Can you hear me?
Balance.
Balance.
Yes. Balance and peace.
Balance and peace. Okay, and Vicki and I made a comment yesterday. It's better to be rich and miserable than rich and or poor and miserable, right?
Right, that's right.
And that's Sue talking today because she's doing a whole show on how to raise your vibration on Thursday at 8. We've got to see the time out because I know her schedule's a little different. And so I'll get with everybody about that. But raising your vibration. And sometimes when you're struggling and, man, you've been hitting the head, it feels like with a 2x4, and you're like, enough, I got it. And raising your vibration. Shows like this, calls like this where we're sharing and we're strengthening for everybody to have peace and joy and great health and great success in their business and to find their path and to clean the path up so you can stay in the now and look ahead to the future. You know, or with, you know, the network that we're all creating, okay, here, and the great business, and Sue to be in her 30 days of gratitude, which she really inspired me to do on a show about a month ago, right, Sue? Because it was like, we did it March 31st. Okay.
April
1st. We set the show 31st, and we started April 1st, and we're almost through the 30 days. I'm going to continue with it. And then we're going to do something. Yeah, you know, because then you've been posting. I've been posting. James has been posting. Donna's been posting. Everybody's been posting. And Jen, do you want to share? Because I don't want this on the spot. But are you okay with sharing what you want to create? Jen?
Yeah, well, what I want to create is, of course, like, just balance and in life and to focus on, you know, just stay focused on all the positive, you know, and I'm grateful for all the good people in my life throughout this journey. And I guess that's what's most important, you know,
right.
Just health and
right.
Happiness and good balance in life.
Oh, I like that.
And a lot like James, and you know, just be able to let go of the past, to like just leave it behind and go forward.
Nice.
You know?
Well, and Lord has said the same thing: letting go of the past, letting and moving ahead. Oh, she's at peace and quiet and balance. That's good. Good, guys. I'm gonna say something. A year from now, what do you want? What do you want your bank accounts to look like? I'm just gonna say. I want it to look 4 times bigger than mine is now, or more. 4 times or more, because I got to put that or more in there, because I won't limit it. Okay, 4 times or more bigger than it is now, and doing spiritual work and having fun, and partying on the beaches of the world, and because people can relate to that. How about you, Keisha? What do you want yours to look like? She's like got exquisite taste. She's like some of you guys. She's clothes and lifestyle, and Vicky does too. Vicky and you are like. What do you want your bank account to look like?
I want my bank account to look like $2.5 million a year.
Yay, man. Woo-hoo, sister. I support you in that one.
And I want to give $500,000 of that away to my family and keep the rest, the $2 million, to live my lifestyle.
There you go. Exactly. I like that. How about you, Vicki? What do you want your bank account to look like? I'm asking people on there that will answer, so anyway, it's all good. I think she'll answer, Vicki.
Yeah.
I'll come back. Hey, Vicki, I put you on the spot. What do you want your bank account to look like? All right. Who wants to go next? James, what do you want yours to look like? I know James. James already got his fancy cars.
I want it to look like Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. Okay. Well, there you go. So we're going to call you James Gates. All right, James Gates.
I would like to have his bank account.
You want to have a huge... I get you, because when you put that out there, the power doesn't work. His word is huge. How about you...
You're
right. You can't be too big. Okay, so it can only get better. How about you, Sue? What do you want your bank account to look like a year from now?
You know, I want a six-figure income in there, and that'll be after I've been able to give back.
Okay, so you want to give back and have the six-figure income after you give back. Good point.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. Anybody else want to say what they want their bank account to look like? How about you, Vince? I know you've got a big old bank account brain there.
I'm interested in my six-figure income on my bank account and able to take amazing trips around the world in various places and amazing people and sharing good things with other people in the world with the income that I'm able to have.
Yeah, that's amazing. By the way, Vince is getting an article written about him because of what he's doing and the progress he's making. And I'm excited about that. The other thing that you guys, man, you know what I want to do is a year and a half from now, 2 years from now, I want to go on the Angel Coaches cruise boat, okay? Do you understand?
Okay.
So, wouldn't it be great? Okay, let's just, like, all of us create, you know, the huge bank account, and I'll create the huge bank account with that, and we can all go on the Angel Coaches cruise boat with lots of good-looking people, men and women, for all of us, okay? And a male strip show, too. It's all good.
Only if Kid Rock is a special guest. Kid Rock does that all the time.
Nice.
He makes cruises with Kid
one.
Rock fans. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, very cool. All right, you guys, show with on raising your vibration, which is not the only way, but that is a key right there in creating great happiness, great balance, great peace, great wealth. So that's going to be Thursday night, and you need to get with me about the time on that because I want to make sure that I'd like to do it live if we could, Sue. I think it works better. And then anybody else want to say what they want their bank account to be? All right. Well, we're going to just say, let's say a prayer. And anybody want to pitch in, feel free. I'll start. Dear angels, God, soul families of everybody on here, and their personal guardian angels, and the calls of plane, and the God, and the party God that lives with us all, thank you for bringing us all to this divine, amazing appointment this morning. I'm jacked and excited. I want everybody to get their goals, and I want to do whatever I can to help them. And me, and I know everybody else, wants to do everything we can to help each other. And to make it happen and show us and expand our mind and brain so we can see things that we can work on to help create it, not only for each and every one of us here, but other people around the world, person by person, city by city, state by state, country by country. And thank you for the opportunity to be able to share things I'm grateful for and hopes and dreams. And we say amen. And anybody else want to add anything? Okay. We say amen.
Peace and love begin with you and I.
There you go. Peace and love begin. Oh, yeah, right? I like that. And we say amen, and so it is.
Yeah.
Amen, everybody,
amen.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen, and so it is. Have a good day, everyone.
All right.
Bye.
You too, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye. Good day.